This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information and to find out how you can volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This reading by Chris the Girl. Fables for the Frivolous, with Apologies to La Fontaine, by D. Rutledge. Arrogant Fox and the Unapproachable Grapes. A farmer built around his crop a wall and crowned his labors by placing glass upon the top to lacerate his neighbors, provided they at any time should feel exposed the wall to climb. He also drove some iron pegs securely in the coping, to tear the bare, defenseless legs of brats who, upward groping, might steal, despite the risk of fall, the grapes that grew upon the wall. One day, a fox on thieving bent, a crafty and an old one, most shrewdly tracked the pungent scent that eloquently told one the grapes were ripe, and grapes were good, and likewise in the neighborhood. He threw some stones of diverse shapes, the luscious fruit to jar off. It made him ill to see the grapes so near and yet so far off. His throws were strong, his aim was fine, but never touched me, said the vine. The farmer shouted, "Drop the boys!" and mounted on a ladder. He sought the cause of all the noise. No farmer could be madder, which was not hard to understand, because the glass had cut his hand. His passion he could not restrain. He shouted out, "You're thievish!" The fox replied with fine disdain, "Come, country, don't be foolish. Now, country is an epithet one can't forgive nor yet forget." The farmer rudely answered back with compliments unvarnished, and downward hurled the bric-a-brac with which the wall was garnished. In view of which demeanor strange, the fox retreated out of reach. "I will not try the grapes today," he said. "My appetite is fastidious, and anyway, I fear upon the slightest." The fox was one of the elite, who called it sight instead of seat. The moral is that if your host throws glass around his entry, you know it isn't done by most who claim to be the gentry. While if he hits you in the head, you may be sure he's underbred. End of the air.